Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where the only thing bigger than our server bills is our appetite for tech news. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. And Alex, today's story is so big, I'm honestly having a hard time wrapping my head around it. SpaceX just bought Cursor, the AI coding tool, for, wait for it, $60 billion.
$60 billion, in stock no less. That's more zeros than I have in my bank account, by a few orders of magnitude.
You're telling me my bank app literally crashed when I tried to type it in. So Alex, let's start at the top. SpaceX, the rocket people, are now buying code editors? What gives?
Great question. So SpaceX isn't just about rockets anymore. After their merger with xAI earlier this year, they became a full-blown AI powerhouse. And Cursor isn't just any code editor. It's the AI assistant that millions of developers use every day. Think of it as the Swiss Army knife of coding tools. It lets you pick and choose which AI model you want behind your code. Claude, GPT, Gemini, the whole buffet.
So it's like the United Nations, but for AI models and less diplomatic immunity.
Exactly. Neutral territory. But now with SpaceX and by extension xAI owning Cursor, that neutrality is, well, up in the air. No pun intended.
Wow, so if you're a developer, should you be worried? Like, what's the risk here?
The big fear is lock-in. Cursor's whole pitch was, hey, you're not tied to one AI model or company, you can route between the best. Now, a single owner, who happens to compete directly with OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, controls the tool. It's like if Switzerland suddenly joined a faction in a global snowball fight.
Ha! So, the billion-dollar question. Is Cursor still going to play nice with other AI models? Or are we all getting Grok shoved down our throats?
There's already signs of change. When xAI launched Grok 4.5, they made sure it was front and center inside Cursor, with a big pricing discount compared to rivals. I'd bet my last GPU that Grok will become the default, if not the only, option over time. And remember, Cursor's own models were already getting more proprietary before the deal. So that model-neutral dream? Looking a bit shaky.
Yikes. So if I'm a developer at, say, a big company, should I be worried about my code ending up in someone else's training set? Like, am I secretly helping Grok get smarter every time I accept a suggestion?
That's another biggie. Right now, enterprise customers have privacy guarantees, like zero data retention, but those agreements could change with the new ownership. My advice? Get everything in writing before the deal closes. Don't assume your code is safe, but don't panic either. Just lawyer up a bit.
Okay, so let's talk numbers. Cursor went from $100 million in revenue to over $3 billion in about 16 months. That's wild.
Fastest ramp up in enterprise software history, actually. And it explains why SpaceX moved so aggressively. They didn't want another bidder swooping in. Cursor was about to close a $2 billion funding round at a $50 billion valuation. SpaceX just outbid everyone, like a Silicon Valley eBay sniper.
And the timing. SpaceX just IPO'd for $75 billion, and 4 days later, they trigger their option to buy Cursor. That's some chess-level deal-making.
For sure. There was even an April option agreement. SpaceX could buy Cursor within 30 days of their IPO or pay a $10 billion breakup fee. SpaceX was basically like, we're all in.
But why coding tools? Why not, like, buy an AI that writes love letters or something?
Because coding is where the real money and data is. Developers use these tools all day, every day, and every code suggestion, accepted or rejected, is gold for training better AI models. It's the most proven commercial use case for AI right now. If you're trying to make your model smarter, owning the interface that generates all those labeled data points is priceless.
So Cursor isn't just the code editor, it's the data pipeline to improve your models. Sneaky.
Exactly. And xAI needed that desperately. Their coding models were lagging behind Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex. Buying Cursor gives them instant distribution and a direct channel to developers.
But what about competitors? I heard Anthropic once cut off API access to a coding tool called Windsurf when OpenAI tried to buy them. Could that happen here?
Oh, absolutely. It's already a hot topic. Anthropic and OpenAI have no incentive to keep letting Cursor access their models at a discount now that it's owned by a rival. If they pull the plug, Cursor could go from model buffet to single serving overnight. Developers might wake up one day and find half the models gone.
Not the kind of surprise you want with your morning coffee.
Nope. And it sets up a real test for antitrust regulators. The deal hasn't closed yet. It still needs approval from the FTC, DOJ, maybe even the EU. There's already tension. XAI's lawyers told staff to limit contact with Cursor folks to avoid gun jumping before the deal's official. So for now, there's a legal firewall.
I can just picture a bunch of lawyers hovering over keyboards, slapping hands away. Don't you dare share that API key.
Pretty much. It's the least fun game of capture the flag ever.
So what should developers do? Pack up and move, or just wait and see?
Number one, keep your stack portable. Don't get locked into any one tool or AI model if you can help it. And for enterprise teams, double-check your contracts on privacy and data retention. Assume nothing until the ink dries and the regulators sign off.
And maybe have a backup plan in case your favorite model disappears overnight. Just saying.
Always wise. In tech, the only constant is change and surprise billion-dollar acquisitions.
Or as my grandma says, don't put all your code in one repo.
Wise woman, your grandma.
She's got GitHub for recipes.
That's the future right there. All right, that's our deep dive on SpaceX's massive Cursor buyout. Keep an eye on those lock-in risks, and as always, stay nerdy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked this, hit subscribe, leave us a review, or just send us memes. We love memes.
Until next time, keep your code clean and your AI models cleaner.